too slow to condemn what seems to have been fraud in the elections, too slow to offer support to people on the ground.
We knew that if we stepped in too soon, too hard, the attention might very well shift, and the leadership would try to use us to unify the country against the protesters. Now, behind the scenes, we were doing a lot. As you know, one of our young people in the State Department got Twitter to, keep going, despite the fact that they had planned for a technical shutdown. So we were doing a lot to really empower the protesters without getting in the way. And we're continuing to speak out and support the opposition.